Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, primetime possibilities with the Houston Texans. Spoiler alert, they're going to get a few primetime games.
Yeah, they are.
I think the NFL allows a max of five.
You can really make a case they deserve the full allotment of games. And it's not necessarily about them. It's as much about the opponents as it is them.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at these possibilities. I'm going to state the case. Prime time. Hype it up. Old school style. Possibility number one. The Baltimore Ravens versus the Houston Texans. LJ versus CJ. A rematch of last season when a young, promising team season was abruptly put to an end by an MVP, two-time MVP quarterback in the Baltimore Ravens. One is already on that second tier, but they want more. The other trying to get to that second tier, and they want more. Texans, Ravens on primetime. Buy or sell?
Absolutely buying. In fact, I could see this one being a Monday night game, have the whole stage, obviously. I think that'd be a great candidate. I think that's going to be one of them. I got four that I think are definitely, but I'll get to that later.
Next candidate. Figgy, you buying that Baltimore?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's plenty more where that came from.
Next candidates, PTP. Primetime possibilities here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Schedule probably going to be released, I think last year it was May 11th, so perhaps 2 weeks after the draft, I would forecast we will have the world-famous In the Loop schedule game after that comes out. Next possibility, Buffalo Bills versus Houston Texans. Stephon Diggs takes on his old team where there was alleged beef. Two teams chasing the Chiefs, Josh Allen versus C.J. Stroud, live from Houston, Texas. Bills versus Texans.
Just too many storylines not to have that as a strong case for primetime, right? I mean, there's storyline after storyline.
By the way, there's been some criticism of Stephon Diggs. He has some support. Not sure it's the support that he wants. We'll hear about that at 11:20. Not quite sure that this is really the cosign you want or the one that Texans fans want him to have. But 11:20, Stephon Diggs getting some interesting, I'll just put it that way, interesting support. Next primetime possibility, the Miami Dolphins, Tua versus CJ. Mike McDaniel versus two guys he knows very well, D'Amico Ryans and Bobby Slowick. Two more teams chasing the Kansas City Chiefs, two of the best wide receiver cores in the entire NFL. Texans versus Dolphins live from NRG Stadium. Buy or sell?
I don't know why this one is just not doing it for me.
I'm not feeling Miami this year as much as I have in the past. They're kind of becoming that boring-ass team. What are y'all doing? Are y'all going to bleep or get off the pot?
Yeah, just
y'all going to take that next? Y'all even going to knock on the door?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are y'all even going to knock on the door? Where are we going?
Just not doing it for me with this one.
Figgy, you down with this?
Nah, I'm not down with it, man.
All right, next one. Two players, coaches. One was a step away from winning a Super Bowl. The other took his team further than many anticipated. D'Amico versus Dan Campbell. A team that's already knocked versus a team that wants to knock. Texans versus Lions, live from Houston, Texas, on primetime.
All right, spoiler alert. This is one of the five that I think could be absolute locks. You know, the NFL doesn't... They love...
You think?
Here's why. There are fewer things the NFL loves more than a late season Super Bowl preview.
Oh, come on.
They love that. They love they that story.
This is a Super Bowl preview?
I'm not saying it's going to be. I'm saying the NFL loves like a late season primetime game. Could this be a Super Bowl preview? Lions, they got so close. Texans, CJ Stroud, they're whatever and whatever their record. I could see this being the NFL's wheelhouse.
You in on the Lions primetime?
Nah, I'm not, man.
I'm telling you, man.
I don't really see it that way. I feel like they would do something like a Chiefs and Niners rematch as a Super Bowl preview again, but I don't see this one.
So we also have the division games, obviously Indianapolis, Jacksonville, and the old Oilers, Tennessee Titans. But those are the home games. Man, home games are going to be sick this year. Baltimore, yeah. Buffalo, Miami, Detroit, sign me up for that. Goodness gracious. It's going to be intense. Now let's go on the road. Let's pack up. John Lopez, probably a cooler packer for a road trip. 4-hour road trip. You go.
I have a good serious tailgate. You, like, some... If I'm tailgating, I'll have a serious
No, we're not tailgating. You're just, but you pack like waters and stuff.
Nah. What you pack when you go on a road trip?
Yeah, nah.
I just use a water
pack and snacks in a plastic baggie.
No, I just make a stop.
Good.
A little bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, now you're talking. You can talk me into a bologna sandwich.
The packing on the road trip.
Nah.
That's a lot, man.
Just stop.
If you have a baby, okay.
Unless Figgy wants to bring some bologna sandwiches, I'm all about it.
I actually don't like to pack. My wife do. And it always works out at the end.
How was that anniversary dinner?
It was pretty good, man.
Not a baby.
Good.
Happy anniversary.
Cranked it up a notch.
Well, not well, her birthday.
Birthday. I mean, birthday. Huh? My birthday. My bad.
Yeah, come on, man.
I said my bad.
Did she celebrate like New Orleans or what?
Nah. Nah.
All right.
I don't think she ever had to drink since.
Oh, so no barfing?
Nah.
No throwing up outside the car?
In the car.
in the car. I had to clean it up.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay, well. Next matchup as we go on the road. We're not going to have to go too far. We're going to go up 45. Texans versus Dallas Cowboys. Texas versus Texas. Pride as the best team in the state on the line. Stephon Diggs. Perhaps on Thanksgiving, takes on his family member, Trevon Diggs. Aiden Diggs probably going to be in the interview package. Dak Prescott versus C.J. Stroud. Two quarterbacks, one of which very polarizing. It is America's team, but are they actually Texas's team at the moment? The surging Texans versus the Cowboys, who've been on the same treadmill, it feels like, for damn near half a decade. Texans.
Years.
Versus Dallas Cowboys live Thanksgiving. Buy or sell.
Lock it up. That is going to be a Thanksgiving Day game. You laid it out. Texans at Cowboys, Thanksgiving Day, all those storylines you mentioned, and the good old-fashioned Texas shootout.
The other thing I think is a good break there is if it is going to be one of your Thursday games, and I think they try to limit your Thursday action, it's not a far one. You know?
Yeah.
It's not a far, not a far trip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go right up there. Quick flight.
Probably and you're back and you have a long weekend. You got a longer time for the next game.
Yep. 10 days.
Yeah.
Shout out to that. You buying that?
100%.
Who's not? Who's not? Next matchup. This one's interesting. This is at Green Bay. Two guys I think are that I don't think he gets enough credit for how good of a season he had last year. Jordan Love, CJ Stroud. Both of them are trying to emerge into that elite-ish territory. Of quarterback, you can make a case that they performed at that level last season, but you got to do it in consecutive seasons. The Green Bay Packers, who were oh so close to advancing to the conference championship game, versus the Houston Texans, who were one game away from doing the same. Two of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL at one of the most historic venues, not just in the NFL, but in sports. Mm-hmm. Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, Texans, Packers, live from Lambeau Field on primetime. Buy or sell?
Yeah. Again, not a really good reason. I think there's just better options out there. There are better options for their primetime games. I mean, you laid it out. It's nice, but I think there's better options.
I agree, man. I mean, we not really.
You do?
I like this.
Like,
one,
I don't
man.
Care about the Packers.
Nah,
like,
but man. I do. This is why, because I think they look good on prime.
It'd be
time.
One thing if it was Aaron Rodgers or something.
But Lambeau looks like sick under the lights.
It's
man.
Just sick anyway. Yeah.
Lambeau
yeah.
looks sick under the lights, and yeah. you got the Texans on that on the turf now.
Depending on when.
I mean, if it's not a prime time, I wouldn't mind it being like 3:25 game of the week on Fox.
It might be that.
Yeah, like on Fox, a nice little 3:25-er.
Yeah, it might
How about
be that.
That?
Mm-hmm.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah.
In December?
Ooh.
Nah. Let's get it in September, please. Week two.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Next one. Once upon a time, there was an aging superstar linebacker in the NFL. His name was DeMeco Ryans. He was playing with the Philadelphia Eagles. He was traded to the Philadelphia Eagles, and he was traded and automatically became a captain
mm-hmm.
for Andy Reid. Andy Reid, one of the guys DeMeco Ryans credits for being one of his mentors and a Super Bowl winning head coach. With an elite quarterback, by the way, Patrick Mahomes, who is where C.J. Stroud is trying to get. The Kansas City Chiefs, it's their world. Everybody else is living in it, and the Texans are trying to live in it in the second year of the C.J. Stroud, DeMeco Ryans era. The Swifties will be wearing their red and gold, but C.J. Stroud has captured the imagination of football fans all across the country. Texans in Kansas City against the Chiefs, and potentially an AFC championship game preview live on primetime. Buy or sell?
I'm buying, and I think I'm feeling a Thursday night on this. I don't know why. I just feel like Kansas City's going to get the limit.
Thursday night you want, man?
Well, there's
to open the season or what?
I don't know. I have another option to open the season in my mind, but I feel like, well, the Chiefs are going to get the limit, so are the Texans going to be on the list, you know, of the Chiefs' primetime games?
Next one, and this is my opener, for sure.
Opener?
My opener. This is my season opener. Sunday Night Football.
Huh.
Sunday Night Football. Last year, there was a lot of hope for the New York Jets, but that hope quickly came crumbling down as Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles a few plays into the season. Meanwhile, in Houston, C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans, there weren't high hopes, but there were as the season went on and the Texans won a playoff game and advanced to the divisional round. Now, after an offseason in which both teams, the Jets and the Texans, spent a lot of money in free agency and Aaron Rodgers' return, these two teams opened the season on Sunday Night Football. Texans versus Jets, D'Amico Ryans versus one of his mentors, Robert Saleh. Last year, not pretty for C.J. Stroud, one of his worst games. He actually left the game before it even ended. Texans versus Jets, Aaron Rodgers versus C.J. Stroud, D'Amico Ryans versus Robert Saleh. Sunday Night Football primetime to start the game, to start the season.
I think it's a possibility. I think the early in the season is probably better for that game before Aaron Rodgers gets hurt again. I've got...
You think he's going to get hurt again already?
Well, I just don't think he's going to last. Something's going to happen.
I think he might be washed.
Yeah, that too. I got five games that I think are going to be primetime games. I think the Texans could get five. If they get five, they're going to open against Buffalo.
Okay.
Open against Buffalo.
So Diggs versus Buffalo, okay.
They're going to have the Thanksgiving Day given against the Cowboys.
Okay.
They're going to have a Monday night game against Baltimore.
Okay.
They're going to have the Super Bowl preview with the Detroit Lions late in the year.
Wow.
And they're going to play the Chiefs on a Thursday night.
Here's my pushback. And I'm going to I think this is something that we need to take into account. If we're assuming they're going to get the max.
Yeah.
4 or 5.
Yeah.
They're in a division with the Titans and Colts, and I don't know how many primetime games those teams are going to get. Mm-hmm. Those teams, you have to have one.
Might have to play the
Texans. That's my pushback.
So the fact
they're going to have like two division games. Yeah.
The fact that those two teams have to have one leads me to believe that perhaps they get thrown one or two with division opponents.
Better stakes against a division opponent. C.J. Stroud would be a big-ticket item.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I mean, you know, they're going to play some well-known teams as well.
Because back in the – I mean
– we had no primetime games.
Where are they putting them on Thursday? Oh, Carolina. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Matt Rhule? Oh, you are 3-0? Okay.
Yeah.
Matt Rhule was one of the toasts of the NFL last time to
Yeah, he was.
A little primetime action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the max allotment will be interesting. It's a hell of a schedule. It is a massive, massive schedule, to say the very least.
I'm really feeling that, obviously the Chiefs, obviously the Cowboys, really feeling that Buffalo game to open the year.
I'm feeling Green Bay.
Yeah?
I'm Green Bay. Be on that frozen tundra. Are they going to have Tom Brady call a game? Probably.
I guess, right?
I mean, if he's Fox, right? Is he doing it this year, or does he get 2 years off?
That's why I said I guess.
About to say, I don't know if he's doing it. I ain't heard nothing about it.
Oh, does he get 2 years off instead of one? Can't keep up, man.
Gonna get what he wants.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Can't keep up with this guy.
Yeah, I'm looking at the Colts' non-division schedule. It ain't not a lot of headliners there that might be a primetime candidate.
Yeah, I don't think teams are dying to see the Colts. So I could see that being... Mm-hmm. thrown out there. So we'll see how it goes. It's going to be a fun time. Schedule release is cool because it lets you know when.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you're playing, but it does matter when you play them.
Oh, okay, especially teams.
It 100% matters.
Yeah.
When's the bye week?
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to have to travel? All that. I think they're definitely going to try to get crazy with the opener.
But look at the teams they're playing. Home and road. You mentioned the home.
Oh, you got a toughie.
Man.
You got a toughie.
Cowboys, Packers, Chiefs, and Jets on the road.
Yeah, that's tough. Want to get that Jets out of the way. I did not like the way that weather was. Combine that with the field. Let's try to get that over with quickly. Green Bay. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling Green Bay or Miami. And for some reason, the Jets, that feels like a storyline for like a major noon game, like the dominant noon game. Oh, these two coaches know each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily like a prime time storyline, you know?
Aaron Rodgers. He's still alive, right? He's going?
He is for now.
41 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Torn Achilles? Okay.
Although, if they play the Jets, you know it's going to be, C.J. Stroud was in middle school when, you know, blah, blah, oh, blah, blah, blah. Aaron Rodgers did this and that, you know.
Oh, when he was drafted, he was.
Yeah, he might have been younger than that.
He was three. Mm-hmm. Or he was, yeah, I think he was 2 or 3 years old
mm-hmm.
when Aaron Rodgers was drafted.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, you're right. He was four. When was C.J. Stroud born?
He just turned 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he just turn 22?
He just turned 23.
Okay, yeah. So he was born in 01.
Golly. Aaron Rodgers played his first game in 2005. C.J. Stroud, depending on the month, 3 years old, 4 years old, whatever it is. Yeah, you know that's coming.
He was born on October 3rd, 2001. He's 22.
Oh, he's
just
still
turned
22.
22.
He's
yeah.
still 22.
He's not even 23 yet.
Yeah, he was 3 years old. Aaron Rodgers was starting for the Packers. Well, playing for the Packers.
It's unbelievable. Coming up, Stephon Diggs. He's been getting a little bit of hate. Now he's got some love, but I don't think it's the love that you want him to have. We'll give you the latest next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.